Hello and welcome to Best of the Tableau Web. This is Season 1, Episode 2 for February 2022, where we are looking back at January of 2021 and all of the amazing things that come out of the Tableau community. My name is Mark Bradbourne, National Solutions Engineer for Tableau.
And I'm Andy Cotgreave, Technical Evangelist at Tableau and co-author of the Big Book of Dashboards. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Good. So this month, I was focusing on how we become better exploratory analysts. Found a great blog, and I'm curious what your thoughts are, Andy, because you've been in the analytics field for, I think, as long as I have.
It's been some time, Mark. I mean, I purchased Tableau in 2008 in January, 14 years ago to the day, almost as we're recording. So yeah, you shared a post from Dara talking about exploratory data analytics and some of his tips about how you should get going with the data set and profile it before you really begin as an early part of the analytical process. And it made me think of three things I wanted to say. So here we are. First of all, the unique power of Tableau is also extremely hard to articulate in a blog post or a video or the written word particularly. The unique power of Tableau, as you know, Mark, it's when you're looking at a data set for the first time or coming back to a data set and you're asking and answering new questions or just finding questions that you haven't even thought you need to ask yet, like trying to work out what's in the data and what insights are there to be discovered. That involves dragging and dropping, profiling data, creating, 150 charts in 10 minutes, throwing away all but one of them, or even all of them. Because sometimes even just seeing information that you don't keep actually is a really powerful part of analytics. And since everybody is addicted to playing Wordle in the early part of 2022, this is like the black squares you get. You might think that gives me no information, but actually the absence of information is very valuable information. And it's always been a challenge in 10 years of doing Best of the Tableau Web of seeing people struggle to articulate, because it's easy to share our beautiful things we do in Tableau Public or a tip on how to write a level of detailed calculation. But the unique power of Tableau is that ability to be in the flow and to discover data as fast as you can drag and drop by exploring and profiling your data. So that's the end of the first point. And a challenge, Mark, to the community is, can anybody try and capture that in a blog post? Describe the power of exploratory analytics. All right, that was point one. Second one, Mark, is Dara uses a lot of histograms in his blog post as a way of profiling data and seeing the shape of the information. One of the things that beginners might not realize is just how easy histograms are to build in Tableau. In a way, it's just a single click. I mean, actually, you have to click a dimension, then click Show Me, then click the histogram button. It's three clicks, but it's really not very taxing mentally. But then, once you've done that, that's that dimension profiled by a distribution of values in the underlying database. It's really good to do right at the start, as Dara suggests, or early in your analytical process, just to see what's in your data. So that's the key power of Dara's post. And then finally, so something I wholly agree with, and it's there for you in Tableau. And finally, quick little tips. I think this was your call to action, Mark. I love it. As pros, you and I have been in this quite a long time, and it's sometimes easy for us to forget that it's little tips and tricks, like making histograms, that people who are new on the journey in Tableau want to know first. So I'm going to share one of my little tips, and I don't know, maybe you've got one as well. But for me, I think beginners really should get to know the detail shelf, the level of detail shelf, which is there not that prominently in the desktop or browsing exploratory experience. And it's great because you drop a dimension on the detail shelf, and if you've got a bar chart, you're going to get that disaggregated into little circle charts. If you've got a map of countries, you're going to get it disaggregated down to state or country or county or zip code. If you've got a scatter plot, you're going to increase the number of marks. And the brilliance of Tableau is what Dora's talking about, is you can put stuff on the detail shelf, get some insight and take it back off, Zoom in, zoom out, to your heart's content, the different dimensions, or just mix and match till you discover the information you need. So there you go. That was 3 points. And my top trick is think about the details, Shel. What do you think, Mark? Do you have a top trick?
Probably one of my favorite tricks, and I forget who really kind of pointed this out to me, but is actually in Tableau Prep. Whether I'm like modifying the data or not, I'll always connect to Tableau Prep because I get those profiling histograms on every field. I can click interact and see, you know, how many nulls are attached to a certain field. And it really makes the analysis a little bit easier when you're more familiar with the data. So yeah, my top tip, that's a tongue twister.
It is.
Is to actually like maybe start in Tableau Prep and do some histograms in there, because it's just basically the automatic action.
That is a tip-top Tableau tip trick. Top
Nicely
one.
Done.
I love it. Yeah, and if people want to get into Tableau Prep, then Carl and the gang do Prepping Data, which is a weekly Tableau Prep challenge. So that's a good way to get your teeth into some skills and develop via the data fam in the community.
Absolutely. And I had to chuckle because you're talking about Wordle and you're talking about the black squares. I'm like, man, that's a great example of survivor bias.
It is, absolutely. How did you do in Wordle today, Mark?
I hit it on the third try.
Third, I was five. I tried my best word ever, crane. I think that's the best opening word. Didn't do me much good today.
Yeah, I was gonna say, my starting word is either saint or irate is the other one that I've been using.
Yeah,
so it depends on my mood, whether I'm a saint or irate. Hey, and this is illustrating a great point. We still don't have a good catchphrase to end an episode.
We don't. So listeners, tell us what's the chippy, chirpy, short, concise catchphrase that we are going to use to end out the Best of the Tableau Web blog series. We need it.
We need it. Got to get it. So, all right. I'm just going to thank everybody for listening. My name is Mark Bradbourne.
I'm Andy Cotgreave.
And we will see you right here next month for the Best of the Tableau Web podcast.
Bye, everybody.